You're listening to the Iterators of the Imperium.
Hi, I'm Miss, and I'm here with my lovely co-host, Rye. And you're listening to Season Quinky, or 5, of the Iterators of the Imperium podcast, the podcast in which Ryan is the expert on Warhammer 40k, and I am an intermediate trying to learn about the Warhammer universe. So, yeah, let's get right into it, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to. So, do you remember where we left off last time?
We have been in a little bit of a break, so my immediate response will be no.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Also, I'm still fasting, so my brain is a little bit on the back burner right now, but it's fine.
I imagine it would do that. I'd be struggling too if I was fasting. So we left off after Ghazcool and his boys had taken over a Space Hulk, murdered a ton of demons.
Yep.
And they have just popped out of the warp over this planet, Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we gave you the little run through that Armageddon used to be Ulanor, so it's got some history with orcs and stuff like that. It's a whole thing. So, it's time for our next actual major event, which is the second war for Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
For the record, I'm going to let you know now, right? The general populace of the Imperium thinks that this is the first war for Armageddon.
Okay.
Because the actual first war was kind of redacted, and most people that were on the planet at the time died, so there isn't like a shared memory of these things through the generations or anything, because most of the people who live on the planet now were not there at the time for the first war. So the general populace of the Imperium believes that this was the first war for Armageddon. Just for the record, the actual first war, the reason it was like so heavily hidden and stuff is because it heavily involved demons and the Grey Knights. And the Grey Knights have a habit of either mind wiping or, you know, blowing the heads off of anyone who sees anything ever.
The Grey Knights, aka the Men in Black.
They're essentially magical men in black. That's the gist. The men
magical
in grey, if you will.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at. You ready to get into this?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. So, Space Hulk, a world killer with all the orcs on board, appears over this planet, heading directly towards it. Right?
Okay.
And as it approaches, of course, the planet tries to have some defensive measures, but against a Space Hulk, it's kind of pointless. You need some pretty massive firepower to destroy one of them. And this planet just was not prepared for this at all. Right? So they've got, like, minor navy vessels that are flying around shooting it, but nothing major, and they all kind of get wiped out in the process. So the defenses that this planet had for, like, an orbital assault were meaningless in this case. They did nothing. They would have stopped or deterred a couple of pirates or something. Nothing like this, though. It was nothing. Ghazcool and his boys are able to land en masse on this planet. So suddenly, you have millions of orcs on Armageddon.
Yeah, that's a bad situation for them.
It's not great. It's honestly not great.
Yeah.
So, as we explained last time, Armageddon is both a manufacturing world and a hive world. They have billions of citizens that all live in these heavily built-up cities. And they also have massive manufacturing abilities. So, they're not defenseless. They're by no means defenseless. They have a specialized army called the Armageddon Steel Legion and everything. And pretty quickly, they come to blows, right? But, upon landing on this planet, Ghazcool decides to split up his forces, right? And you'll remember he went around and gathered up a leader for all of the different orc tribes on Urk. So he uses them as, like, commanders. So each one of them gets sent to do different things. So two of them stay on the western part of the main continent on this planet, which is Armageddon Prime, right? and they're sent to go do stuff there, go ransack some hives. And the other three are sent to the eastern side of this planet's main continent. So I'll pull up a picture here, and I sent you it so that you can see it properly on your own screen. This is just the western part. This is Armageddon Secundus, right? And three of the orc tribes march from east to, or from west to east to get to this place to go and ransack all the hives and manufactories there. So the bulk of the warfare is being aimed on the eastern side of this place, on Armageddon Secundus. Right. I'm going to give you a little idea of the human side of this, just so you know what they're, what the orcs are up against here, right? And I'll give you a hint. It's massive incompetence is what they're up against. So, right. As you can see on the map I've sent you, there are a bunch of little city markers. They're all just hive cities. So these are going to be the bulk of the human population are in these cities. And they're also on Armageddon Prime as well. There's loads of these things all over the planet. But these will be where defences are centred heavily. Now, Armageddon is currently ran by a man named Hermann von Straub. He is like the overlord of Armageddon. It's a hell of a name. He's a little bald dude. It's quite funny. He does not look threatening in the slightest. But von Straub basically tried to ignore all warning of this threat up until this point. Because he was essentially a miserably lacking leader. He was terrible at what he did. So, like, they have the whole, like, Emperor's Tarot thing where they can kind of get, like, visions of the future and stuff. Or, like, you know, like, you know, like, psychics where they do the card reading. They can do that, and they got, they did those, and they were like, yeah, something's coming. He was like, meh, fuck your cards. And then, like, traders would come in to assist them and be like, yeah, the warp's being weird, guys. Something's coming. Like, something's happening. You should maybe, like, you know, get some defenses going. And he was like, meh. So he had just ignored all warning, even if it was vague, he had ignored it up until this point. And even once the orcs landed, he didn't really see them as much of a threat. So his, like, underlings, his advisors and stuff, any really ranking military personnel on this planet made a point of telling this guy, we need to put out distress calls because millions of little green bastards have landed on our planet. And he was like, absolutely not. We'll handle it. It'll be fine. This was the case. He ordered that no one was to put out a distress call, right? And this was the case for a little while, until eventually a commissar named Sebastian Yarrick, he decided to ignore von Straub's orders and put out a distress call anyway, because von Straub is a moron. Von Straub obviously gets very upset about this and decides to exile Commissar Yarrick to one of the hive cities in the east on Armageddon Secundus. So he exiles him to hive city Hades, which is way up in the north of Armageddon Secundus. You'll see there.
Yeah, up in the top.
Yeah, way up at the top. So Yarrick gets bumped over there to... as a punishment, essentially. We're just going to put you out in the middle of nowhere. Fuck you. We'll deal with you later once these green fuckers are dead. That was his plan anyway. And due to the sheer level of, like, of orcs and of warfare that kicked off here, because you got to remember, these orcs have been waiting for this for years back on Urk. This is, like, the thing, the prophecy they've all had, and you've got Ghazkuhl leading the show. So they have a large effect in the warp. And essentially what happens once they land and the fighting kind of kicks off a bit is a warp storm starts to form around this area, and it'll make it very difficult for any reinforcements to get in system now. So a distress call's went out, but very little will get back in anytime soon to help. Just because of the sheer number of orcs. They like cause like a weird static effect in the warp.
That's a bad situation.
Yeah, the humans are kind of fucked, but Ghazkuhl's in a great spot.
He's living life. He's loving it every minute. Yeah. Him and his minions.
So Von Strahm's idea of how to take care of the orcs, right? This is a great one. I love this plan, right? As the orcs are marching towards all the hives and everything, he goes, what we'll do is we'll send out little, like, attack forces to sweep the orcs and, like, pepper a bunch of them. And we'll just gradually wear them down with a bunch of really small attacks, right? Obviously, that's stupid because of the sheer number of orcs, and everyone he sends out gets murdered. And does basically nothing to the orcs, right? You're sending like five guys in a plane to like carpet bomb something, but like that only works if the thing can't just shoot you down and stuff like that. So all it led to was a bunch of his guys being killed.
Great.
Yeah.
Well.
So this obviously kind of makes him realize this is a bit more of a threat than he had planned. So he moves his HQ, his like headquarters, to the furthest possible place away, and he moves all the way to the far east to Tartarus. So his base was originally in Armageddon Prime to the west, and now he's moved way over here to as far east as he can possibly go to Tartarus.
Right.
So he was like, "Fuck this, I'm bailing." He hid. The fucker hid. Obviously, once he gets there, right, his advisors that are there are like, yeah, there are still three orc tribes heading directly towards us, right? That is 1.5 times the amount of orcs you just ran away from. There's literally more coming towards us. So we need to be prepared. And Von Strahm just like, meh, it'll be fine. See, if you look at the far west of the map, there's that, like, green tree line.
Mm-hmm.
It's because on the border between the two sections, Armageddon Prime and Secundus, there is, like, an equatorial forest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, Von Strahm had it in his head that orcs are afraid of trees or something. I don't know. He thought that orcs couldn't get through this forest. Like, I have no idea why he thought that. He just thought orcs could get through a forest.
I mean, maybe he's secretly a magic orc, and if he believes hard enough, it comes true. But that's just not the case. Idiot.
Yeah, that's it. He's a stupid little bald man. That's what he is, not a magical orc.
Well, that's the worst description you can have, actually. Stupid.
In this case, yes, because I mean it in the most derogatory form possible. Because fuck this guy. Although we're on the orc side right now, so like, great guy, really.
Yeah.
He's doing us a lot of favors right now.
Ah, he really is. He's one of us.
Yeah. One of us. One of us. Also, I want to throw out there, the orcs have gargants with them, like their version of titans, right? These giant scrap robots. They're like, how would they struggle to get through a forest? They have giant robots.
Yeah,
like,
the logic is not
logic.
The logic is not logic in Ryan.
It just doesn't add up. The math isn't there, is it? The math isn't mathing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, around 2 days after Von Strahm is like, nah, orcs are afraid of trees, it'll be fine. The orcs arrive on the eastern side of the forest, because obviously. Mm-hmm. So Von Strahm kind of shits himself. And as the orcs pile through the very thin Imperial defences that have like went to meet them, because they basically just dance their way past them, because the Imperials are nothing at this point in this area. I want to throw out there that at this point you've got millions of orcs, armored trucks, tanks, gargants, everything marching past this forest towards all these hives and all that, and they've sent out like 10,000 guard. So yeah, they just walk over them. They're nothing, right?
Yeah.
They didn't even have to shoot the fuckers. They could have just kept walking and they would have got them. So once they kind of get past the jungle, the orc tribes that are here split up, right? Two of them continue on east, one heads south down to Hell's Reach, the little port city away down the bottom. So the army splits up. So two-thirds keep going on forward, one heads down to take out Hell's Reach. The one that continues forward very soon meets actual adversaries, right? The first real adversary of this entire war is met here as they head, like, over the Paladus Mountains there that you can see in the middle.
Yeah.
This is where they meet a Titan Legion. Because Titan Legion Metallica is stationed on this planet. Or part of it, at least. So they have been sent out by Von Strapp to go and handle the orcs. Go and kill all 6 billion of them, or however fucking many there are. And after a pretty harsh battle against the Gargants, because they're obviously the main threat, because they're also giant robots, the Titan Legion's leader kills one of the Gargants, but his robot is totally destroyed at this point. So he just sets it to self-destruct, and the resulting explosion destroys two more of the Gargants and a shitload of orcs. Which, as you'll know, orcs kind of run off of morale, and having a big center mass of your army vaporized by an explosion and a couple of your giant robots being blown up, it kind of kills morale a bit. So the orcs kind of pull back a little bit. They don't retreat or anything. They just kind of like reform their numbers and slow down a little bit in their advance to kind of get momentum again, right?
Yeah.
But this allows the humans to retreat. So they've basically lost their strongest fighting force, which is the Titans. And as they retreat east, they start setting up like defensive lines along all the rivers and things as they head back. So there's now like little choke points along the way. But none of them are particularly strong, but they will gradually whittle down the orc armies, right? That's the idea anyway. The orcs that are left of that, you know, army there, head east towards Hive Infernus, right in the centre. And the defences they set up posed basically no threat whatsoever. And the leader of the Hive surrendered without a fight. Just out of fear. He was like, we're not going to fucking win this. Fuck, I'm out. I'm done.
Screw this, I'm out.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So the orcs very quickly took over Hive Infernus, and many of the refugees became slave workers.
Lovely.
Pretty standard stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, they could be worse.
Can't really support the orcs on that one, but, you know. So those orcs then worked their way up north, because they're not going to pile over a river, fuck that. So they headed up north towards Hades. And when they do arrive at Hive Hades, this is where Commissar Yarrick was exiled to. And since being exiled there, he has taken command of the defences, right? He's taken command of the city. Because you got to remember that commissars are political officers, and they have the obligation to dole out justice where required. So if he's got to that city and went, right, shit is going down, we need to get the defences organised, and the leader of that hive is went, no, Von Strapp will handle it. He could just blow his head off and decide he's in charge. And he is required to do that if he sees it as necessary. So he took charge of this hive pretty fucking quickly and started organizing defenses, right? And hives are big places, but because of the sheer, you know, amount of people that live there, because of the sheer density of population, a lot of it is like a slum. So it leads to a lot of, like, the lower class living in pretty rough situations, which leads to, like, criminal activity and gang activity and things like that. And everyone knows this, right? Like, there will be, like, Arbites police forces that are, like, trying to root this out. But they know it's there. Everyone knows it's there. There's nothing you can do about it, because you can't give these people a better situation to live in. So they're going to do the best they can, and the best they can, a lot of the time, to provide for their people requires crime, right? You gotta go all Robin Hood and start robbing the rich people up above to feed your family and things like that. So these things are gonna happen. But Yarrick, knowing that this was the case, was like, all right, I'm making a deal with these fuckers. He went down, he found all the gang leaders and was like, right, everyone get on board right now. So he makes deals with all the gangs to help him in the war effort. So the next thing, he's got all these, like, lower slum gangers in a militia. He recruits every, like, able-bodied person he can into, like, what he is building as an army within this hive. As, like, full-on conscription. So by the time the orcs turn up, he's, like, welded doors shut, built extra defenses, got guns and ammunition set up. Every person that can hold a gun is holding a gun waiting for the fucking orcs. There's gangers helping out everything, right? Everyone is on board with this. Everyone that can hold a gun's got a gun, right?
Yeah, yeah.
He is as prepared as you can fucking be. And the thing with hive cities is they typically have pretty sturdy walls because they are designed as, like, civilian centers, right? The mass density of the population are going to live in these cities. They need to also be, like, a stronghold because they can't just fall at the first attack. Otherwise, every human on the planet dies. So they have to be well defended. So this city has really big walls, like all the rest of them do. So the Gargants just start pummeling the walls with their biggest weapons. But the walls are strong. It's going to take a while to, like, grind through them. And they're constantly being fired back at by all the fucking humans and everything.
Yeah.
So it takes a while. There's not a lot of progress being made against these walls, unfortunately. As this is going on, this is when Von Straub unleashes his next amazing plan, right? Von Straub is part of, like, a family bloodline, right? His family have, like, ran this planet for a while. They've all been, like, higher-ups, right? And that goes back to when the planet was last colonized. And at that time, they brought a bunch of virus bombs with them. So he sets up the virus bomb missiles and launches them at the orcs. Now, great idea, because the virus bomb turns living matter into, like, an explosive putty, right? It's a great plan. The issue with it is that the missiles were from back when the planet was colonized, so they're fucking ancient. So some of them didn't launch when they hit the fire button. Some of them didn't detonate when they hit the ground. They just, like, crushed one orc and lay there, right? And the ones that did work properly, the virus in it had gradually died off, so it barely did anything. It was not nearly as effective as it was supposed to be. So you had, like, a small number of orcs being partially turned into paste throughout the orc army. And, like, it caused a lot of havoc. It really messed with the orcs, but it didn't do what it was supposed to do by any means. As you can see, Von Straub is an absolute tactical genius.
Yeah, yeah, it's like Hercule from Dragon Ball, you know? Everything, yeah.
That's exactly who he is. Hercule, but bald.
Yes.
Yes. Right, so Hercule Von Straub, that's who we're dealing with here.
Is that the title? I think it is.
I think it is, yeah.
I mean, that'll get people interested, like, wait, what?
Oh, yeah.
Did they get the name wrong? Nah.
So, as all this is going on, remember, like, a third of this army that came this way headed down toward Hell's Reach, this port city?
Yeah.
So, Hell's Reach, by this point, heard about Hades over, like, radios and things, about how they were fighting back, and they got inspired, and they wanted to fight back too, so everyone basically does their part. They're trying to, like, evacuate people through the docks using, like, old retrofitted tanks and everything like that. They're trying to get everyone out. But while that is going on, everyone is also fighting back. And it's to the point of, like, they've got people that are getting strapped with bombs and running straight into the orc lines and just detonating to kill a bunch of them and stuff like that. Like, people are giving their lives to mess with the orcs at this point in a pretty obvious manner, rather than just, like, fighting to the last. They are, like, running in strapped with explosives, right? It's proper guerrilla warfare at this point.
Yeah.
Thing is, Hell's Reach doesn't really have much in the way of defenses or walls, because they are very much a port town. They're more for, like, cargo ships and stuff like that, right? There isn't, like, a enormous human population here. So defenses are a bit lacking. So the Gargants are their biggest problem, right? You want to know how they fight the Gargants?
How?
Have you ever seen, like, cargo ports, how they have those big cranes that lift the big containers and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. The people that were controlling the cargo cranes welded themselves into their cabs so they couldn't be dragged out or leave, and then used the cranes to attack the Gargants. It was not an effective strategy. But it was an incredible distraction. The Gargant can't shoot anything while it's being slapped by a crane. Just say it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like if you got like a hook under it, you could just tip the fucking thing over by lifting it, which would have been really funny. it didn't go particularly well, but they were like, because it was guerrilla warfare at this point, they're fighting for their land, so every person will do anything possible, right? So the orcs are having a harder time than they typically would, because the civilians are like armed and fighting now. But eventually this group had a bunch of like weird boys, like orc shamans, with them. So they just use this big crazy psychic attack to basically knock all the humans into like a stupor. So they all just kind of stood there dumbstruck as the orcs murdered them.
Oh.
And thus Hell's Reach fell. The orcs are 2-for-2 so far. It's just Hades as being a bastard. Now, as this was going on, Hades is obviously still under siege, right? The Gargants are still trying to grind their way through the walls and everything. Luckily, this is when Ghazghul turns up to lead the war effort in Hades.
Hey,
so, shit's about to go down. So, obviously, Ghazghul just asks the gods for the strategies he needs, and Gork and Mork provide. So, the first strategy he goes with is airdropping commandos onto, like, the towers of the hives, so that they can break in through the ventilation systems and start murdering from the inside out to, like, mess with their kind of their defenses, I guess, right? So these are going to be, like, Spec Ops troops being airdropped in. Unfortunately, Yarrick thought of this, because the only way to get inside the towers from above is through the ventilation system. So he had maintenance staff waiting inside the ventilation system with guns.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so these orcs broke in and then just got gunned down in the pipes.
Huh.
Yeah.
What did
Yarrick
they do
was
then?
Ahead of the game. So the next thing is for Ghazghul to build a bunch of siege engines. So he builds these giant siege engines. And he even puts like siege equipment onto the Gargants, like for moving land and stuff like that. To try and just bust the walls down. Unfortunately, Yarrick uses a strategy that I believe we used back in World War One, World War Two. I can't remember which one it was, but basically, he drops like one human soldier with an ass load of explosives onto the siege equipment and just disables it outright by blowing up major components of it.
Right.
Yeah, we used to do that back in one of the World Wars with the Gustav gun that the Germans had. It was a giant rail-mounted cannon that could fire these absurdly large shells, and we would just, like, para-drop one guy on top of the gun with a little bag of thermite, and he would just melt a hole through the firing cylinder, and it just totally uselessed up the gun, and it took ages to repair. Because you had to, like, replace most of the gun.
Messed up, you know?
It really is, but, like, one guy can take out that massive siege equipment. So that was essentially what Yarrick was doing here. I was just saying one guy with a precision strike to disable that one piece of siege equipment. So,
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Another, like, major issue we had was that Yarrick was able to respond to, like, any attack really quickly with mass soldiers. Because, as a hive say, it has, like, internal transport infrastructure, like trains and subways and stuff.
Yeah.
So he was able to use them to mobilize troops really quickly from one area to another. kind of like if you load an entire train with soldiers as full as it can get, fire it on max speed round to the other side of the city, and then disembark them all. You've suddenly got like 1,000 troops in a place that you didn't have any before. You know what I mean? So he's able to move troops really quickly using the city's infrastructure to his advantage. Whereas usually it acts as like a hindrance because the city's so heavily built up that you can't travel quickly. But he's not really working with like tanks and stuff. He's working with like manpower. So it makes it a lot easier to transport stuff. Or transport troops. So Yarak's being a dick is the point here. So while Ghazkul is grinding away at the walls of Hades, the Orc forces that had taken Infernus right in the centre there head east to Acheron. Right? Okay. And Hive Acheron is like the last real bastion of like human resistance, right? So as this like mass of orcs sweep over the outer like sections of this city, they like kind of just walk through it. The human defenses really aren't up to much, right? Although they are, like, it is actually a fight, right? It's not like when they met a few random guys in the desert, right? This is actually a war for a city, but there's so many orcs and tanks and armored trucks and gargants and everything, they're not struggling with it at all. They're just gradually working their way forward through this outer, like, section of this hive city. Yeah. And when it comes to attacking the core of the city, the actual main section of the hive city, this is when things start to change a little bit. Because all of a sudden, there are a shitload of explosions. There are massive shells hitting the ground in the orc army. So tanks are being sent flying into the air. Massive numbers of orcs are just being like wiped out of existence and left in a crater. Right? And this is when they realise that the sky above Armageddon is full of navy ships, because reinforcements have just arrived. Yeah. And then the next thing, you've got these troop carriers landing ahead of the orc army and disgorging their troops, which are, in this case, Beakies, or Space Marines, as we would call them. So, the armored boys have just turned up, unfortunately. They got the distress call. So, as soon as, like, these dropships start to land and the kind of, like, the armies upon armies of Space Marines start piling out and taking the fight to the orcs, this is, like, the first time that the orcs are actively pushed back. The orcs actually lost this battle. They weren't, like, wiped out to a man. They had to, like, retreat. But they were actually defeated for the first time at Hive City Acheron when, I believe it's the Blood Angels, the Ultramarines, and I believe White Scars that turn up to defend this planet, led by Captain Master Dante, who, as soon as they've repelled this, like, orc attack on Acheron, goes and finds Von Strab and has him arrested for negligence, murder, and assassination because of how badly he's planned all of this. And then declares himself in charge of all Imperial forces on the planet.
There we go.
And I think as a last thing to mention, as all this has been going on, you got to remember that Hades has been under siege for a long time now. And they have run out of food by this point. So people are starving to death as they're trying to defend their city. Now, because the kind of the further eastern hive cities are still there, Acheron and Tartarus are still, you know, up and running, for lack of a better term, they start sending supplies to Hades, like airdropping in food and stuff, to try and keep them in the fight. But the thing is, Hades used to send food to the other hives because they had a surplus. They produced more food than they used. So these other two hives do not have enough extra food to feed Hades for a long time. So this is not a long-term plan. This will just keep them alive and fighting for like 5 days, basically.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a good place to leave off for today. And next time we'll get a look at what happens once the orcs and the space marines meet properly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Yeah. Oh, would you like to round out for today then?
Sure can do. Well, this is it for this episode of Iterators of the Imperium Podcast. With me, Miss and Ryan. And we will see you in the next one. Take care and peace.
Bye.